ranked one of America's top research universities, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Meet the people behind the creativity and discoveries on UWM today. Here's the host, Tom Lujack, Vice Chancellor of University Relations.
With the only School of the Arts in the University of Wisconsin system, UW-Milwaukee's Peck School of the Arts is truly unique. Not only does the school educate that next generation of artists, musicians, actors, and filmmakers, the school also produces hundreds of performances and programs and exhibits each year that truly enrich the quality of life on the UWM campus and the Milwaukee community. As we begin another school year, we thought it would be fun to have the head of the school, Dean Scott Emmons, join us to discuss the many opportunities the public has to see that outstanding work that's done by both the faculty and the students. Good to have you back in the studio, Scott.
It's always great to be here, Tom.
You know, where did summer go, right? I mean, in a flash, it's gone.
Oh, that's right. Students are back in the hallways, and the energy is there. It's always much better having the students there, and their energy just feels like it should be.
Well, and you know, you feel that all around campus. You see, no matter what building you're in, what school or college, whether it's in the sciences or healthcare, you just feel that energy. But you especially not only feel, but you hear and you see the energy when we're talking about the arts.
Right. In the arts, we're not always good neighbors. We tend to be sort of loud, and our students get busy and the hallways get noisy. We hear hammering in the art building. We hear music in the music building, of course. And in dance, we frequently hear African drumming.
Yeah, it's just so much fun. Well, for our listeners, we're going to be taking a peek at the calendar for this next several months, because you literally are about to come out of the chute with a whole range of great performances and presentations. But before we talk about some of the presentations that will take place in the buildings, we got to start talking about the buildings themselves. The space in which the Peck School of the Arts operates is evolving over the summer, over the last year, some significant work done in two different locations.
Yeah, that's right. The biggest news, I think, is with our Jan Serre studio, which is on the sixth floor of our Kenilworth building. And that remodeling is nearly complete. It's just going to be a fabulous, fabulous, unique space for Milwaukee, for our students in the Peck School, and also for different community arts organizations.
We should tell our listeners, remind them if they haven't been in on the east side lately, where the Kenilworth building is, because there's a long history. It's away from the main campus. It's not right up on the main campus near Kenwood and Maryland. It's about almost a mile just to the south.
Right. It's about a mile to the south of the main campus on the corner of Kenilworth and Prospect.
Great big old building where they used to build cars. Model Ts, I think, actually came rolling through that building about 100 years ago.
Right. Originally, it was one of the Ford motor plants, and there were several of these across the country that were almost identical. And then things changed. Cars used to be made where they would start on the top floor and work their way down floor by floor and drive out the front. Of course, now we have a linear process for making automobiles.
And a few years ago, that entire building completely torn apart and then put back together, with half of it being housing for graduate students and the other bigger portion of the building occupied by the Peck School of the Arts, and that's where the Jan Serre studio is.
Right. And the Jan Serre studio is going to be a kind of a creative laboratory for our students and also community members. Students will be encouraged to work not only in their own discipline, one of the five areas of art making, but also in their to work interdisciplinary with people outside. And I think that's a really good thing for our students to do, because in the world of art, people are not traditional anymore. So they need to have that experience in working cross disciplines.
And it's such a cool space. It's up on the sixth floor, and you can see downtown. You can see towards the lake. You plan on opening that up to the public, right?
Right. The first event that will be going on in the Jan Serre studio will be about mid-October. Milwaukee Film, as a part of their Milwaukee Film Festival, has been using that space now for many years, and they will be using the Jan Sayre Studio as a theater space. And so they'll be screening many of the films with the film festival right there on the sixth floor of the Jan Sayre Studio.
And that's such a popular event, the film festival in and of itself. So how neat that you'll be able to be hosting some of those presentations.
Yes, and Milwaukee Film Festival is just a great partner of ours. And that's one of the things that we really want to do in the Jan Sayre Studio is invite community members and community partners to come in and show their work, present exhibitions, also to do theater and also to do musical events there.
And we really can't end without giving a shout out to Jan Sayre and her husband who helped make all of this possible.
Right. John Shannon and Jan Sayre have been so helpful, and they really just want to give back to the community. Jan is one of our alumni members, and she graduated from our art and design program. And interestingly enough, before the Kenilworth building was refurbished, many years ago, she had her studio right there as a student at Peck School.
And a very, very substantial, generous gift that made the rebuilding now come alive.
Be impossible without their support.
Well, thanks to them and so many of the other great supporters at UWM. Speaking of space, going back to the main campus, back a little bit farther north on the east side, the Main Stage Theater, which we've talked about with some sadness a year ago, whole different complexion in that building. It was the site of a very, very serious fire, and it was out of commission for a long time.
Yes, it was out of commission for about a year, and it came back better than ever. It's just a marvelous space. It looks like some of our downtown theaters, perhaps a little bit architecturally like the Rep would look. It's a great space where we're able to mix some of the old lighting technology with some of the new lighting technology. Of course, our students have to be able to work with both these days.
And that's, of course, the home for the wonderful theater program. So those actresses and actors, directors, over the years, all of them have seen their work unfold on that stage. What about 350 seats or so? It's really the center for theater on campus.
Right. As it's been remodeled, we moved it to about 350 seats. We actually shrunk it down just a little bit, and that enabled us to make the seats a little bit wider, do some ADA compliance things with the aisles and so on. And so it's just a much, much better environment for our patrons.
Well, we welcome, Milwaukeeans, and this town loves its theater. So if you're a theater goer, you're going to have to make sure that that you visit the newly remodeled Main Stage Theater. And what you have programs, or you have some plays on the stage pretty soon, right?
Yeah, coming very, very quickly. And you mentioned kind of celebrating our alumni, and we're going to be doing that with our grand reopening of the Main Stage Theater this fall. We'll be performing The Tempest, and that'll run between November 14th and 18th. And the really wonderful thing about this is that it'll be directed by our recent graduate of the last decade, one of our alumni members, Michael Cody. And we're very, very proud of the work that he's been doing in the Chicago community and also the Milwaukee community. Michael was one of the founders of the Young Blood Theater Program a few years back. And acting in The Tempest, playing the role of Prospero, will be one of our alumni who's been featured at APT and also the Rep many times, one of our graduates, Mark Corkins.
How cool. And it's all, of course, we should also mention, tied into the 50th anniversary of the Main Stage Theater itself. So this is your golden anniversary of doing theater on the UWM campus.
That's right. It's the golden anniversary, and it looks better than ever. It sounds better than ever, and it's just an exciting space to have people go and enjoy theater.
Well, in addition to the good news on the physical front with the Jan Sayre Studio opening and the Main Stage Theater completely refurbished and open for business again, some other good news over the summer concerning our film program.
Yes, the film program once again has been named in the top 25 of film programs in the world, And this time it was...
Let's say that again. It's not just in the state or in the country, in the world.
In the world,
top 20, so 25 film programs.
Very proud of that. And, of course, now there are film programs everywhere. It's such a popular field. It's such a growing field. It's our newest art form, really, in the United States. And that honor was given to us, again, by The Hollywood Reporter. And there have been many other magazines and many other educational journals that have named our film program to be in the top 25 many, many times now for many years. It's got a great tradition.
And you get students literally from all over the world who come in to study film on the UWM campus.
That's right. I know that Mark Mone has mentioned a couple of times, our chancellor, that when he visits with new students, especially those from off campus, that he finds that many of the students who are not from Wisconsin are here for the film program. Of course, we have many, many students from Wisconsin, but it's got a world draw.
Yeah. Now, in addition to getting that top billing, you folks on the academic side are rolling out a new bachelor's degree in the film area.
That's right. We're rolling out this year our animation program. We were given that permission from the UW system last spring. And animation is not new to us at UWM, but now we finally have a program to go along with some of the more popular courses that we've had for many, many years. The people who have been kind of leading the charge, I guess, in animation at UWM include Owen Claddy. And Owen is someone who worked on, as an animator, The Nightmare Before Christmas, and also Tim Decker, who was one of the animators for The Simpsons for quite a long time. So it's really wonderful to see how they work with the students. We have all kinds of different animation. They're doing claymations, stop motion, the traditional kind, and the digital sorts of animation. So it's great to see what work they're doing.
It's got to be fun for you as head of the school to walk through some of these studios and see this enormous range of style in filmmaking.
Oh, that's right. One of our studios in Kenilworth is just filled with all kinds of, I guess they'd be about 4-foot by 4-foot sets where our students are shooting stop animation, and it's just so much fun to see how these sets change. And it's also really interesting to see how the set looks, you know, right up close and how it looks after the camera has been used. So it's just magic.
It really, really is. And of course, from one extreme, learning how to perhaps create the next Simpsons in animation, we also have a very, very important part of the film program tied to documentaries.
Right. We have a program called DocuWM. And DocuWM is part of our professional practice program at UW-Milwaukee, where a filmmaker can actually act as a real professional in the field and work creating documentaries. And we have community organizations, mostly nonprofit organizations, that are looking to have their story told. And DocuWM, the leadership of DocuWM, will sit with these community members and they'll come up with a story, and our students will be involved in all aspects of the production.
Yeah, the wide range. Is it difficult to create a program like you have in film that has such a wide range of treatments of the art?
Well, there are so many things that can be done. And we find that our students are getting jobs not only as filmmakers, but they're doing lots and lots of things connected with moving image. The industry has grown to be even bigger in Milwaukee than the beverage industry. So, you know, I think now we can say that what made Milwaukee famous? Well, now it's film. And so they're working as web designers, making moving image for web. They're doing gaming, moving image for games, and along with doing documentaries and doing traditional movies.
Yeah, very, very neat. You're listening to UWM Today right here on WUWM. I'm Tom Lujack. Joining us in the studio is Scott Emmons. Scott is the dean of the Peck School of the Arts, the only official school of the arts in the UW system, something that everybody at UWM is really, really proud of. Scott, I know we're going to be talking in just a moment about some of the other great opportunities for the public to come to campus to see the performances by students and by faculty members, performances, programs, presentations. But let's pause just for a moment and talk a little bit about careers in the arts. About 7-8 years ago, when we were in the heart of the recession, things slowed down. You know, you saw some arts groups around the country go out of business, actually, because the money just wasn't there. That picture has begun to change, hasn't it, in terms of job opportunities for students who study the arts?
It really has been strong. Even in, you know, 2008, 2011, when we were worrying about recessions and so on, actually, the arts remained pretty strong. The perception was, no, don't send your students into the arts because there are no jobs. But that actually wasn't true. You know, when a student comes into an art program, a lot of times they have a very narrow definition of what that art form is. So they might go into drawing and painting in the art department thinking that they are going to be the next artist at the Milwaukee Art Museum whose work is being shown on the wall. But then as time goes on, they find out that there are many, many jobs where you can use these artistic skills. We had stories of some of our students working and designing prosthetic devices. We've had students that start out as trombone players that end up doing music management or artist management. We had one student that came into school as a music historian who is now working with the Chicago Symphony in their library, Chicago Symphony Library. So, you know, our students need to think about broad, broad career possibilities.
I hear there's a future for trumpet players, too, that, you know, some of them have gone on to do some things they never expected.
Well, you know, a lot of brass players.
Scott, what instrument did you play?
It's actually trombone.
Trombone.
I always thought that I was going to be in a symphony orchestra someday. And as it turned out, you know, there are only 3 or so trombone players in every symphony orchestra, and the turnaround isn't very fast. So being an arts dean has been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed that as a career.
Well, we're glad you're with us. I brought up trumpet because my daughter's a musician, and she plays the flute, and she said, always look out for the trumpet guys. I'm not quite sure what she meant by that. But.
Well, you know, they're the ones with swords and capes. I don't know.
That's true. You know, there's something about a trumpet personality, I guess.
That,
Well, speaking of trumpets, lots of music will be on the stage or in the recital halls this year. Give us a little preview.
Yeah, there are some wonderful things happening in music this year. One of those that involves a lot of trumpets is going to be the Tower Brass Ensemble from Chicago, which includes one of our faculty members, actually, Greg Flint, who's a French horn player with that organization. They'll be leading off our this year's season of Chamber Music Milwaukee, which is just a fabulous, fabulous season and program that features the work of our faculty and staff members. So I'm really excited to see that and hear that concert.
And that's really neat. I think a lot of listeners may think, well, if I go back to the campus, you know, I'll be hearing a young student whose skills may not have been developed. And I, you know, will the quality be at the same level that I'm accustomed to in a professional company? But with your faculty members engaged in presentation, boy, you put to rest any notion of anything but the very, very highest level of performance.
Oh, yeah. These our faculty members and music and staff members are real pros. They've performed with some of the top orchestras across the country, including the Chicago Symphony, Atlanta Symphony. And so we're really proud of the work they do. And, you know, when you come to a student performance, whether it be in theater or in music, you're going to see and hear some really, really professional-level performances. I think the biggest difference in music, for example, is that our students take longer to get to that professional level when they're putting together the music for a concert. Someone with the Milwaukee Symphony, for example, will have 1 week to put together a program. We'll typically have 3-4 weeks to put together a program. And I do want to, speaking of symphony orchestras, our UWM Symphony Orchestra and our combined choruses, for the first time in my 26 years at UWM, will be performing Beethoven's Symphony No. 9. And so that'll be happening in November 9th and 10th. I'm just really excited.
That is a big deal. You brought it all together. That takes a lot of work. There are a lot of professional companies that won't tackle that.
That's right. It's going to be a great undertaking. And that'll be at Bader Hall, and we'll have somewhere between 150 and 200 students on that stage. So it's going to be exciting.
Wow. And the dates again for that?
That'll be November 9th and 10th.
Okay. In the Zelazo Center's Bader Hall.
Right.
Great. Well, what else do we have coming up this fall?
Well, I think we mentioned film earlier, and this seems to be the year of film in Milwaukee. And it's so exciting to be a partner with Milwaukee Film. And also under the umbrella of Milwaukee Film, we're partners with the Milwaukee Filmmakers Alliance. And as a part of the Milwaukee Filmmakers Alliance, there will be a new building that's actually just opening now. It's called No Studios. It'll be the home for the Milwaukee Film Festival. And it's the brainchild of filmmaker and Academy Award winner John Ridley, who's from the Milwaukee area.
Went
originally.
To Nicolet High School, right?
Indeed, yeah. Yes. And also Chris Abley. And this is going to be a studio where it's mixing, startup film companies with some existing professional film companies. And our students from UW-Milwaukee Film Department will have space right next to those professionals. And so when we have our junior and senior students in film doing their professional practices coursework, they'll be right next to the people who are really doing it, right? Rubbing shoulders, bumping into them in the hallway.
And that's so important for a young person, where often those personal connections are the difference between ultimately working in the field or not, having someone who could be your network.
That's right. And, you know, in film, people hire people they're comfortable with. And, there's always a big team. And so if they've bumped into someone in the hallway, there's a much greater chance that they'll hire those people to be working on their next projects. So I think it's going to be a great, great learning experience and professional development experience for our students.
Scott, where is that going to be located? What facility will that be in?
Oh, the No Studios is right next to our School of Public Health in the old Pabst Brewery area.
Okay, so right near the action with the new Fiserv Forum. I mean, that whole area is just exploding now, isn't it?
Oh, it's booming, and it's really exciting. I think it's also interesting to learn a little bit about the name, No Studios. And John Ridley is just brilliant. And no is the Japanese word for skill or talent. That's one of the meanings of No Studios. But the other is that artists are really used to hearing no. And but yet, even if they're hearing no, they're still doing their artwork anyway. And so they get beyond no. And I think that's a wonderful theme to put into our students' heads.
So no may mean yes when it comes to film,
yes.
Right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Besides music and film, anything else that we should know about as far as what is new and what will be fresh in the arts at UWM this year?
Well, already running is our Continuum show, Continuum 2018. And that's in the Kenilworth Square East Gallery, our Innova Gallery. And that runs until September 19th. And this year, this exhibition is celebrating the career of Professor Emeritus Kay Knight, who retired, I guess it was last spring, and the work of many of Kay's former students, so alumni, artists in the area. It's a beautiful show, and I think people will really enjoy coming down to Kenilworth and taking a walk through and looking at the painting and drawings that are on the walls there.
Let's talk a little bit about Innova, because it has a long history at UWM. And as the name suggests, it's about innovation.
It is about innovation. And innovation and change seem to go together. And Innova Gallery now is much more dedicated to community art making. And so that gallery will not only host art exhibitions, but it'll also host community art making. And frequently, these opportunities to make art will be built around social justice themes.
Never any shortage of creativity, isn't there? Does it surprise you that each year you get a new group of students in, or a continuing group of students, juniors, seniors, who are doing work that has never been done before or seen before?
Well, I think artists must get bored, you know, and they constantly want to change. And no, and seriously, I think that if we want to keep up with the world of art, we have to change and we have to be willing to lead that change. And we're fortunate that we have artists working in all of our areas in the Peck School where they are leaders in the next thing that's coming along in art.
We didn't have a moment or only have just a little bit of time left. I'd like to talk a bit about some of the other arts, sculpture, painting. I mean, all of that continuing to be a big part of the Peck School programs.
Well, it really is. And also, just really soon, in about a week, our fibers artists will have an exhibition. And this will also be at Kenilworth in the third floor exhibition space at Kenilworth. So a lot of our fibers artists students will be showing their work. It'll include things done with weaving, things done with printing on fabric. It's just a beautiful, beautiful show.
And the other galleries that you have on the main campus, those are often open too. So if you want to come in and see some of the faculty shows or student presentations, I presume check out the Peck School of the Arts website, right? That'll steer you in the right direction.
That's right. The schedule is already very comprehensive for the upcoming academic year. And, you know, in the Peck School of the Arts, we have roughly 350 exhibitions, screenings, and performances each year. The website can't possibly show all of them, but you will get the highlights.
Yeah, and speaking of some of those works of art, I've had the pleasure of walking through and seeing faculty and student programs, and my wife and I love to visit art galleries wherever we go. And I got to tell you, I see the work that is being done on the campus, and I'm blown away at the quality. We really invite the public to come and kick those tires themselves because it's just remarkable work.
That's right. And, you know, when you're looking at student art, you see a wide, wide range. You see things that are going to be cutting edge, and then you see some things that are part of their training that are going to be a little bit more traditional. So if you want to see a broad, broad smattering of art making, it's a great way to do it.
Scott, thanks for the great preview of all the things at Peck School of the Arts this year.
It's great to be here again, Tom.
That's all for this week's edition of UWM Today. Just a reminder, you can listen to this program anytime you'd like, right online. Just go to wuwm.com/UWM Today. You'll find links to all of our recent interviews. Take care, everybody. I'm Tom Lujack.
You've been listening to UWM Today with host Tom Lujack, the weekly program where you get to meet the people behind one of America's top research universities, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Playing a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin, UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Learn more at uwm.edu.